compares these own photographs. I'm sure that's true. Again, it was a couple of days ago.
That's time.
Yeah, 1 minute's up. We'll give you 1 minute.
I mean, they cleaned up the mess. The bigger remaining issue is the pile of dirt in the backyard in which the basin was made. Now, there's been a drainage problem since before we were probably all born. And there's still a drainage issue. But as every new house goes up, they change the flow of the water so that the new house is now protected and the remaining houses are not. Now, when I bought my house, I did not infringe upon my neighbors. I did not collect their water. I took the water that was on my property and routed it through drains as I should have done. I hope that that's the plan for this property, and I would like to understand how we go about ensuring that that is in fact done. The property is down the street from me. It had the same experience. They now have a wet basement, whereas they didn't prior to the new house being constructed. I've already fixed my basement once. I don't really want to have to do it again, just because somebody wants to live in my new house. I got no problems with the house. They can build anything they want. I purposely bought a dead-end street with old houses, so that's what I like. So that's being changed. But the concern really is the wet basement. Those are really expensive to fix. I already fixed mine once when I bought my house. I don't want it to be. Okay.
And if you want to do those, the clerk records at the end.
Counsel.
Counsel.
What did I say? Clerk records. Thank you.
Anyone else? Okay, with that, we'll close the hearings for citizens, and we'll get to committee reports. First, on the agenda is Finance Administration Committee. Councilperson, Chairperson, please remark.
Can you please read ordinance number 2018-2 by title only?
Amending Chapter 174, City of Blue Ash Income Tax Code of the Codified Ordinances of the City of Blue Ash, incorporating required changes of state law and other related provisions as shown on the attachment, and declaring an emergency.
Move to suspend the rules of council requiring a second reading.
Second.
Can you please call the roll?
Councilwoman Bauer?
Yes.
Councilman Lee?
Yes.
Councilman Javeri?
Yes.
Councilman Capel?
Yes.
Councilman Jawaka?
Yes.
Mayor Adamek?
Yes.
Six yes.
Move to adopt ordinance number 2018-2. Any discussion?
Just one question I have, as much just to make sure the public understands what's going on as much as anything else. Please correct me if I'm wrong, that what this is doing is we're not making any controversial changes to our tax code, that we're simply taking what the state has passed recently and updating our codes to make sure we're in compliance with what the state is ordering. If I'm getting that right. Thank you. That's all I have.
Any other discussion? Seeing none, Jamie, please call the roll.
Councilman Lee?
Yes.
Councilman Javeri?
Yes.
Councilman Capel?
Yes.
Councilman Jawaka?
Yes.
Councilwoman Bauer?
Yes.
Mayor Adamek?
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
Okay, with that, we'll go to miscellaneous business. Let me just say that you want to have something or
just real quick. I did want to let you know, I know the last few weeks we've heard a little bit of chatter, inquiry about the Duke gas pipeline and what's going on, and I just want to state we've not received anything officially, or unofficially. So there's nothing that we can report. I know there's certainly a lot of speculation, but Duke hasn't submitted anything with the state that we can respond to, nor they submit. They're not obligated to submit anything else anyways, but typically they can give us a courtesy copy or something like that. So that's number one. But number two, I do want to give you a heads up. Did meet with Duke about a week ago, not on the gas line. They are now looking to upgrade their electric service in Moash. They had some electric service problems, primarily in the north in the town. I can vouch that we've had companies complain about that through the years. So unfortunately, the resolution of that is they are looking to bring in one of those substations, and then they would charge that up and then wire over to Kenwood area. It's primarily Kenwood. Let's say somewhere in the Kenwood and Creek Road area is where they'd like, is where some of the problems are, so they need to get that. What that means is, and so I say this for two reasons. I want to make you aware that, you know, they could be putting up a small substation. Substations, we have one next to Timber, right over here, and then we have one in downtown. This one would be bigger than both of those. So it's still small, but it's still 5-6 acres, so it's not inconsequential. And it will be visible. Wherever they decide to go, we'll obviously work with them to the extent we can and try to hide it and what have you. But I say that, A, to make you aware, B, in case people are confused, but two, because now they can say, oh gosh, that's the new gas line or something like that. That's not, it's completely unrelated. But, you know, that is coming. I don't know where. They just made us aware they are starting to look. The closer they can get it to where their problem is, which is somewhere around Kansas Road, the better it would be for them and us. Because the further they are away, there's more lines running overhead to serve it. So now they would have more visual detraction. So we'll work through that. I'll certainly keep you up to date, but I wanted to make you aware that they are perusing the ground looking for something.
Can they fix the other substation, Deerfield, for now? We don't want to hear it. No?
Yes. This is an addition.
Yeah. I can't answer that question. They said
a lot of them, that's my point.
They said they need another one. So, so we can say. So now we don't have to hear from Bora Ventures? We don't have to hear anything from Bora Ventures. Yeah, they would.
Yeah, he certainly would have been one of the ones that complained about the power.
He brings up a great point. There have been a number of companies up and down that corridor, particularly IT companies, who have been bothered by power outages and their data got lost. And so it is a concern. It is not for fun. It's just unfortunately the cost of doing that is going to be, we're going to have to squeeze them in somewhere. It's going to look unattractive. They're going to take out a building. I don't know what they're going to do, but there'll be a little bit of collateral damage.
Is that Kenwood and Creek? Is that set in stone? Where they want to put that?
Is what set in stone? The water there?
Where they want to put the substation?
No. I make sure I say it again. They need to get. They need to repower or power up and loop in the vicinity of that. The substation can be anywhere. But the further away from where their problem is they then now have a lot of big overhead lines getting to it. So I'm just generally describing not that it's exactly Kenwood and Creek, but it's in that vicinity is where the power, where they want to add power, is what I would say. So let's just say anywhere from, you know, the North Fire Station all the way up to Cornell, somewhere in that vicinity is where they would ideally like to do it. And then, again, further east or further west they go, the more overhead power lines they have to have. Some of those areas, you know, our warehouses and what have you, so we might be okay, but if they were to build something off of Reed Urban Highway, that would become a very visual, detracting thing.
Okay.
Anything else, Dave?
I have some.
Okay, we'll get to you. Kim?
Nothing tonight.
Carla?
No, sir.
Sherry?
Yes, Brianna asked me to remind council that our Citizen Academy will be starting on March 10th, and as of today, we don't have enough folks to make a class. So if you could please follow up with those that you've invited to make sure they're interested in participating, I'd appreciate that. Thank you.
All right. Counselor?
No. Yes, I do have one thing. I'm going to pass around a draft copy of a motion that I'd like to introduce next month. As we know, Blue Ash has a sister city program with Ilmenau, Germany. In 1 year, we'll send about 18 people over there and we pay for the airfare. And then in the opposite year, they send a similar sized delegation over here and we pay for their living expenses. This is costing the city an average of $30,000 per year, and I can't think any apparent benefits to the city out of this expenditure. So what I've done is drafted a simple two-sentence motion. The first sentence just declares this to be city policy that we will not subsidize the sister city trips, whether we're going over there or they're going here. The second line, though, I did add a provision to it that says when the city is hosting such a visit, the city manager would be authorized to spend up to $500 on expenses if there's an event that is open to the public. And that's just a practical matter. I mean, if the city wants to host a barbecue and buy some burgers and chips, I don't think it's necessary to write a motion and come to council for something that is incidental expense like this. I did speak with the proper folks on this. In fact, what I was told is that it's really such a simple motion, it's not necessary to put it in writing and that it could be voted on at the same meeting. But I just don't think that's transparent enough or good practice. So what I want to do is just circulate the draft I have and invite feedback from any council member, anyone from the administration, and especially want to make sure the public would be aware of it and have an opportunity to comment on it as well.
That was my only issue. Thank you.
No, thank you, sir.
Did you have your grandfather? Mm-hmm. Yes. So, and it is a war. I made a mistake. I'm joking. But congratulations.
Thank you.
Joe? April 12th, we're going to have a Girl Scout troop come through. And then we're going to lead the Pledge of Allegiance.
We'll do that.
And I'd like to have a fire. Police department and the fire department here to reach the girls. And they're going to lead the Pledge of Allegiance. And on that day, April 12th, if we do have our citizens gathering now, they'll be able to see the graduation. So, give the kids a little bit of city government thing to see what we do, what we don't do. But I think it'd be neat for the kids. And that will be on April 12th. And get pictures?
Well,
correct. I've spoken to Bree to get pictures of you, Mr. Mayor, with the kids, and our local council for those. But I think it'd be an adventure for the kids.
We'll call them up and
invite them, please. Yeah, and so that's the April 12th. And right now, I'm asking them to be here about 6:45 or so to say hi. Get candy and buttons, get some of the Blue Ash buttons. I heart Blue Ash.
Yes, we can.
So, treat your kids.
Okay.
All right. Linda, congratulations. You made it through this surgery. And so we're so glad to have you back as part of the team. So, do you have anything you want to say? Okay, but you're doing good. Right? I mean, I'm surprised you didn't know that. Here's the best, really good.
I'm kind of scheduled.
My
therapist
is
like,
now. Okay, thank you. Great. Lee?
Just want to comment that we had an economic development function today and brought in all the developers from all over the county region, however you want to phrase that. And a lot of good input for the future, so
it's a good meeting. Thank you for bringing that up. Okay, I have so with that, need a motion to adjourn council. Second, we need a second. Second. Do we need to take a roll? Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. Aye, that's 6 ayes. And the meeting is adjourned. Thank you all for coming.